this rim around it. Well, it would be a rim like this around the wheel, and that way it wouldn't wear out as fast as it would if it was wood.
Now, on a button, the things that the traces came back in order to hit to hook onto is called a, well,
that was the shaft, but you mean it was made onto the buggy?
When the horse is hitched to a wagon, what did you call a bar of wood that the traces were fastened to?
Only thing I knew was a shaft, except they had the harness on the horse. They had the harness on the horse that was leather strapped.
Yeah.
They put over his head and an iron thing through his mouth. And then they had these long leather straps that you guide the horse with. If you wanted the horse to go one way, you pull the harness this way. If you wanted to go the other way, that's the way it was. Well, I don't know what else they call the other thing.
You know what a single tree was? Did you ever hear of that?
A single tree?
Yeah.
No.
A double tree? Okay. But now, suppose there was a log in the road. What did you do back in the old days?
Well, you want to pass with your wagon?
Yeah.
Well, you had to get out and move it. If you can't move it, you have to go around it. And if a fence fell in or something, you couldn't pass. You just had to turn around and go back a different direction. Excuse me. If it wasn't too heavy, you could take the horse out of the shaft and take one end of his strap and hook it to that piece of wood, and that horse would pull that piece of log away.
You say the horse did what? He
pull it. You just stand outside. You see, you would take a big leather or a cane and tie it to this log, and then you tell the horse, get up, and the horse would go, and he would pull that log out of your way. And then you just hitch him back up in the wagon and start off again. Well, I've never known anybody had that problem so far.
Yeah.
I've known the head fence, things like that, they want to pull apart. Was hard to do. Instead of just knock it through like some people, they'd hitch two horses up and then hit the end to the fence and have them pull it down.
Yeah.
And do things like that.
You talking about dragging something?
Yeah. They would drag anything.
Yeah,
horse was a strong thing, you know. He was a strong animal. He could pull most anything.
Yeah.
I know times when my grandfather to get in a stall. You know what a stall is? Like when it ran, it makes a hole, a deep hole, fill up with water, get soft and mud. Well, if that wagon wheel go down in that in that hole,
yeah,
and the horse be pulling and pulling, the wheel just be sliding.
That's a stall.
Yeah. Well, our horse could pull out of that. And that where they had other horses, wouldn't pull it out. Grandpa would go get Bob. Bob pulled it right out. All you have to do is to hitch up to that wagon. She's coming right out. And Grandpa would put like a brick there and a piece of wood down in the hole, and Bob would pull it right out.
Bob when he hitched Bob to that wagon, Bob dripped
down. Yeah. And he was an obedient horse. He wasn't stubborn. Some of the horses, you tell them we were driving, they wouldn't want to go. You had to give them a lick with the whip.
Yeah. Did you ever see your father or your grandfather get all the brush and trees and off land or something like that? What
that's Kimmel. How do you pronounce that? Kimmel, huh? You go cut trees down?
Yeah.
Yeah, my daddy used to do that. He used to labor on that. Go out, you know, places where you go and cut trees down. I think you call that Kimmeling, I believe.
Well, you know, when he was... You mean getting all the trees and wood off the land where he can use it, where he can plow it?
Yeah. Well, they had places like you'd pay people to go and cut down the trees, and he would take his two-man saw, and it would, him and somebody else would cut, and just before the tree would fall, while it would holler, you know, and they'd get out of the way. They still do things like that, cut down trees with two-mans like that. And most of the time now, they use electric things.